I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Since launching his candidacy for president last May, Bernie Sanders has watched his poll numbers explode. But Hillary Clinton continues to hold a major advantage with the Black and Latino voters in southern states that vote later in the primary season. Iowans, though, they get to vote first. And Vermont Public Radio's Patty Daniels and Peter Hirschfeld recently met some of the people of color Sanders is working so hard to win over.
You just have the special and the coffee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Cottonwood Canyon is a warm, cheerful cafe on 4th Street in downtown Waterloo, Iowa. All three Democratic contenders, Hillary Clinton, Martin O'Malley, and Bernie Sanders, have campaign offices on this street. But the seven women laughing over breakfast at the large corner table aren't too caught up in campaign politics.
Passion, no, but it's important.
Their group includes five women of color and two white women. One of them is bouncing a baby on her hip. And in fact, most of them are moms. I ask what they think of the candidates, starting with Hillary Clinton.
I'm not swinging her way right now.
And Bernie Sanders?
I have no definite candidate right now.
He's okay from what I've seen, but I'm still trying to figure out who I'm going to choose. So.
The women tick through the issues that matter most to them. Finances are top of mind. They nod their heads in agreement about people living paycheck to paycheck. Laroya Van Ardsdale is a pediatric nurse, and she picks it up from there.
Well, just the amount of people that are in jail and how many blacks are in jail compared to how many whites are in jail, women, you know, and men. You know, the violence of, you know, cops killing blacks and just cops killing people in general. What happened to, you know, shoot to, you know,
injure, not shoot to kill?
Yeah.
Or is it that serious that you had to bring out your gun and shoot? Or?
Just to kill them every time, you know, but I don't think that matters anymore.
The women agree that the candidates aren't really working on these issues. They're just trying to get elected.
Sanders is a 74-year-old senator from one of the whitest states in the nation. So far, he's doing pretty well with voters that look like he does. The knock on him, though, is that he isn't connecting with voters of color who play an influential role in Democratic politics.
I disagree with that.
Frederico Chavez is a 64-year-old retired administrative law judge from Berkeley, California. He's standing in a Sanders campaign office set up in an unassuming office building about a mile outside downtown Des Moines. He's been in Iowa for 2 weeks now on his own dime.
It's what I do when an election comes around. I find which candidate I believe has the right message and that could help the Latino community.
And Chavez says that candidate is Bernie Sanders.
Political revolution in the Latino community, you know, it's not scary because we come from a tradition that's what we had to do to change the society that was oppressing our ancestors.
Chavez is trying to mobilize Latino Iowans for Sanders. But are his efforts making a difference? That might be impossible to determine until Monday night, because when it comes to predicting which candidates minority voters will show up for at a caucus, the data just isn't there. Ann Selzer is a highly respected public opinion researcher in Iowa. I ask her to explain what pollsters like her know about minority caucus goers.
What about ethnic minorities? Is that a substantial part of the caucus-going electorate or demographic?
It's not a substantial part of our state. So we can't really take a look at them separately.
Because the numbers are statistically too small?
Right. There's not enough of a base in our poll of 500 people. We won't have enough non-white people to enable us to say, well, how does their vote look and does it look any different?
Only 5.6% of Iowans are Hispanic or Latino, according to U.S. Census figures, and fewer than 4% identify as Black or African American. Selzer says with the sample of people so small, the margin of error is just too big. Chavez says that doesn't mean minority caucus goers won't play a critical role on Monday.
Maybe we're not a big number here. Maybe we're not a big percentage of the population in Iowa. But we have to let our presence be known by participating in the electoral process.
And Sanders' performance among minority voters in Iowa could set the stage for primaries coming next month, where voters of color make up a much larger proportion of the electorate.
We have been working very hard in states like South Carolina and Nevada. As we speak, there are people making telephone calls, knocking on doors. And I think we're going to surprise a lot of people in both of those states.
And Sanders says that a February surprise could reshape contests on Super Tuesday in March. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And I'm Patty Daniels.